Let's turn now to the black presence in the Bible and look at some of the comments that were made there, because what in Genesis chapter 10, you have what many, many authors call the Table of Nations. And in that Table of Nations, as I mentioned a little earlier, you will find a lot of information that has to do with the descendants of Noah, because they list the descendants of Noah's sons. And they call it, again, the Table of Nations. Well, one of the questions that could come from that is, well, what exactly is happening with mankind at that point? Who are we dealing with? And we can find some very, very helpful information from the book, The Black Presence in the Bible. Black people mentioned in the scripture may be identified through one of four ways, through names and adjectives. Secondly, through their ancestors or family trees. Thirdly, through extra biblical information gained from other areas of study, including archaeology, anthropology, culture, and more. And fourthly, through chronological correlation with the black ethnic makeup of peoples in the biblical world. So again, let me give you those four. Four of the ways that we can actually find out where black people are mentioned in the scripture. One is through names and adjectives. And that's significant because think about it. One of the things that fascinates a lot of Americans who have been in America for generations, 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 and we basically practice the habit of just coming up with a name for no particular reason. It just sounds good, and this is the name we want to give our son or our daughter. And we're fascinated and impressed in a positive way when we learn that many other cultures don't give names that way, but they give names based on definition, based on what the name means. And so when they give names to their children, they're actually giving meaning to their children. And so what you'll find is, of course, that's something that has gone on for centuries and centuries and centuries. And that is something that, of course, you'll find very common in the Old Testament. Not just the Old Testament, but since we're focusing on the Old Testament, we're looking at where Noah was. Of course, that was Old Testament. We're looking at the beginning, which is where Noah was in the beginning of mankind's history. In the beginning, the book of beginnings, the book of Genesis, we're focusing on the Old Testament for now. And so you find that centuries ago, particularly in the Old Testament days, when people gave names to their children, they literally gave meaning to their children because the names had meanings and they really expected the children to live up to the name, to the meaning given them. So, black people mentioned in the scripture may be identified through names and adjectives. Secondly, through their ancestors or family trees. Thirdly, through extra-biblical information. Extra-biblical, that information that you won't find in the Bible, but is valid, gained from other areas of study, including archaeology, anthropology, culture, etc. And through chronological correlation with the black ethnic makeup of peoples who are listed in the biblical world. Let's focus on names now. Names and adjectives. One of the easiest ways to identify black people in the Bible is through the use of names. There are three kinds of names which may be used to help identify black people in the Bible: personal names, people names, and place names. Names in the Bible are usually impregnated with much meaning. The meaning of some of these names make reference to a person's or nation's racial or ethnic origin. This is particularly so in the case of the personal name of an individual. An example of an identifying black personal name is Kedar, K-E-D-A-R, which means very black, or Phinehas, which means the Negro or the Nubian, and Nubian means black. An example of a people or national name is Cush. When we say a people, we're referring to a large group of people as opposed to an individual. An example of a people or national name is Cush, C-U-S-H, which means black. An example of a place name is Tappanhees, which means palace of the Negro, or Ham, which indicates hot, heat, or black. Closely associated with the use of personal names are qualifying adjectives. For example, Moses' black wife is twice called a Cushite woman, C-U-S-H-I-T-E. And now this is very important. A lot of people say, like to turn to this as another instance of God having cursed the black race. And they'll say, they'll talk about how Moses' siblings, Aaron and Miriam, were angry at Moses for having married the Cushite woman. And what they, again, with through misinformation and sometimes just honest misunderstanding, they failed to realize that they didn't have a problem with Moses having married a black woman. Their problem was that he had married someone other than a Jew, an Israelite who was already traveling with them. But nowhere in there do you find that God had a problem with Moses having married this Cushite woman. As a matter of fact, you find the exact opposite. Because God had no problem with Moses having married a Cushite woman, when Miriam and her brother Aaron began to complain and grumble and slander Moses for having married this Cushite woman, God expressed his disapproval of what they had to say about it by causing both of them, by causing Miriam to break out with leprosy, and then later making it clear that Aaron was going to pay a price for what he had said. God had no problem with Moses having married this black, or if you will, Cushite woman. Another example, Simeon, the prophet, a leading member of the church at Antioch, is nicknamed Niger, N-I-G-E-R, meaning dark complexioned. Well, when I come back next Wednesday, I want to continue this discussion of Genesis chapter 10, the black presence in the Bible, again, authored by Reverend Walter Arthur McCray. Again, for the purpose not of saying, there, now you see, nope, not interested in that. What I am interested in is showing us, making it very clear to us, that we all do have freedom, at least God-given freedom, to really appreciate each other, regardless of differences in race, regardless of differences in physical characteristics. God, who made man, also made man capable of having his and her physical characteristics change based on their environment. A much colder environment, you have one set of physical characteristics. A much warmer or hotter environment, you have another set of physical characteristics based on what is needed for the survival of the people who live in that given environment. God embraces us all and frees us to embrace each other as well. Well, you stay with us. I will be back tomorrow with more on Speaking With. The theme music that you hear is by Gregory Stafford, and I'm your host, Carl Thornton, reminding you, as always, to let some of life's best moments come through you. Let's embrace each other, regardless of race.